Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today, talking export markets with Daryl Peel. Back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
This is a court-ordered legal notice. A $1.25 billion proposed settlement has been reached with the federal government about claims of racial discrimination by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If you are African American and were denied a farm loan or other benefit or received a loan with unfair terms from the USDA between 1981 and 1996, you could be eligible for cash payment and USDA loan forgiveness. To qualify, you must have tried to file a claim that was considered late in the original Pickford Black Farmers discrimination case. If you fit this description, or you are the heir or kin of someone who did, you should learn about the settlement, your legal rights, and how to file a claim. Deadlines will pass soon, and this is your final chance for a payment. For more information, go to blackfarmercase.com or call 1-877-810-8110. That's 1-877-810-8110.
U.S. beef exports were gangbusters in 2010. The thing is, here in 2011, the story continues. We're still seeing gains in several key beef export markets, and that's mighty good news in helping underpin our cattle marketplace. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University says this is definitely a key component of our overall demand picture for beef.
You know, I think to an extent greater than we really sometimes want to think about, for 18 months or so now, the export market has carried a lot of the demand side of the beef market, even though it's still only 10 or 11% of our total production in terms of the amount we export. But at the margin, that's been very critical. We had, you know, big growth last year on a year-over-year basis and thought it might moderate a little bit this year, but we've been very surprised to continue to see very strong export movement. This last month, the latest data, which is for April, showed that total beef exports were up 26% compared to the same month a year ago. For the year to date, total exports are up about 31%. Which is just remarkable at this point in time.
And one of the key markets here in 2011 for U.S. beef, South Korea.
Of course, we have to understand that South Korea is still on the hopefully final stages of a massive foot and mouth disease outbreak there, which has forced them to reduce, you know, their cattle and hog populations. And as a result, their demand for those meats has grown tremendously. Actually, for the first 4 months of the year, on a year-to-date basis, South Korea now would be our number one beef export market, ahead of Mexico.
And then you've got Canada, followed closely by Japan, our top four beef export customers. Daryl, what about the future here on an immediate basis? How much more pizzazz, how much more up do we have potentially in this beef export marketplace, you think?
Well, it's a little hard to continue to predict the kind of double-digit percentage increases we're seeing. But on the other hand, there's no real reason to expect any major decrease. Again, the South Korean growth is certain. Some of that certainly is more short-term in nature, relatively speaking, because it is due to the disruption in production there. Over the next several weeks/months, they will eventually recover some of that capacity. And some of what we're seeing in Japan is also related to the disaster there and the interruptions in agricultural and cattle production in particular related to the area around the nuclear plant that they continue to struggle with. So longer term, fundamentally, those markets look to continue very strong, and there's no reason to not expect growth in general for the foreseeable future.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.